Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The choice of a lawyer is important and shouldn't be based on an ad.
After a serious car accident, people have two questions. Why me and what now? Well, no one knows why you, but I'm Terry Crouppen, and my law firm, Brown & Crouppen, sure can help with the what now. Car repairs, medical bills, lost wages, pain and suffering. We're Brown & Crouppen, and we've got all those answers. All you have to do is call. 222-2222.
Mom won't watch the news at night. There's too much stuff that's making her cry.
I smell something foul like a bowel in this studio.
Oh.
I think there might have been a kitten next door during the commercial break.
I think during that show.
Anybody use the restroom on the during the break?
No.
I didn't, just a wee.
So you didn't encounter a kitten?
Mm-mm.
Okay, well, that's good news.
Man, I tell you.
Usually about 9 o'clock right next to us, somebody is releasing foul.
I will always say that the worst thing about that is the warm seat.
Oh.
I can handle.
What are you doing sitting on the warm seat?
I can handle, I contain a smell, I can put my hoodie over my nose, what have you, deal with that. But it's just knowing that someone was just there.
Isn't that the best? You get a little turned on.
It's like a fresh set of like deer tracks, like a hunter. You're just like, ooh, we're close. And I just don't like that feeling.
It's
but
good
I
in
did
notice in the winter you don't have a cold seat.
Yeah, that's true. But I did notice in there the first time I noticed it the other day, they do have like seat covers.
We have those
really?
Now here?
I think so, yeah.
Oh, really?
I think you do have seat cover, but then you have to touch the underneath of the seat to put it on. So like
no.
What bacteria are you trying to avoid when you
do this at home?
I get it. I'm just saying those
if
are the
you know the seat's warm, then you're sitting on it yourself.
That, again, I know.
You went butt to butt with somebody.
Oh
it literally
gosh.
The closest to a human centipede you can have.
I think those covers are mostly for the women.
I get it. It's a private bathroom, everybody uses it.
Welcome to TMA. It's presented to you by Brown and Crouppen, and this is our 8 o'clock hour. Timothy Michael McCartney, Douglas Sullivan Vaughn, Kenneth Iggy Strode, the Plowhawk, Action Jackson with you on the program. Call in, like Big Al did, to the Callier Thompson phone line, 636-9004-TMA. Text in Jeff Lottman, Compass Realty, text inbox 314-881-TMA5, and email in for the Design Air Heating and Cooling email of the day. And here we go, final week of the month of March. See if you can become the Milagro Tequila Listener of the Month. Milagro Tequila, welcome to a brighter side of tequila with Milagro. I assume Jen Phone is going to win. Anytime a girl calls in, she wins.
That's usually enough.
So
she was honest.
You're in.
I like that in a woman. She's honest.
What was she honest about? I forgot what
she
the details.
She had no interest in seeing me naked.
Was that hurtful at all?
No. She's being honest.
Okay. Because most women would.
No, I was being facetious when I said that, but
no.
She took it seriously.
Yeah.
Doug, the Valspar, the Munganast Daily Fantasy Sports Showdown. I don't know what everybody had, but
no.
I can't wait to find out. Ladies and gentlemen, I present to you Jackson Bennett Burkett. When he's on 101, they call him Piddles.
Oh, what a rock fight we had.
Maybe the worst team I ever put together.
Oh, no.
Well, yeah. I had a lousy one, too, didn't I?
Yeah.
Maybe KG Notown had a great one.
Really lousy one. KG Notown hasn't sent me his lineup recently.
Yeah, I didn't even
hear is he out?
He's been busy getting this Fan Page Club Championship, the ducks in a row there, so I give him a wide berth.
Yeah.
But Doug had some really rough competitors, including a friend of the program, Minwoo Lee, who fired a 7-over combined in his first two rounds.
Well,
he missed the cut, so did Montgomery,
okay.
Thompson, Perez. He had the Weber Kettle, though, who stayed around to the weekend, as did Eric Cole. Doug finishes with 224 points. Now, keep that number in your head, 224.
Okay.
Iggy had Jordan Spieth, who missed the cut, Sungjae Im, who missed the cut, Aaron Rye, two gloves, missed the cut, and Bud Cauley missed the cut, but Seamus Power stuck around, as did... Did I have the wrong Cole? I might have had the wrong Cole here.
Darnell?
Did Eric Cole make the cut?
I think he did.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Sorry.
I don't think he did.
No, he did.
Doug, did Eric Cole make
the cut? I don't
know. That was the all-time quarterback between the two of you, and he both made the cut. Iggy finishes with 225 points.
Oh, Doug!
A one-point victory for Ken Iggy Strode. And he takes the Valspar and takes a 2-goal lead on Doug.
Unbelievable. God, I bet people were watching those rosters back and forth all day yesterday.
I am ashamed, Doug. I don't even think I want to take the win.
You're going to give Doug the win?
Let's count this as a no.
We'll call it a draw?
Okay. Yeah,
that's a tough win.
It was back to 6-5 it goes.
It was awful.
I mean, to have done research.
It was the worst team ever. I mean, Spieth and him, my two highest-priced players.
It was a rare case with the big game being the one that paid out $200,000 on DraftKings. Somebody won it with only having five of six players make the cut. How about that? They won the $200K and they had Sam Burns on their roster.
Yeah, my $50,000 winner, because I played the $300,000 game. The winner had 2, 4, 8, 16, 19, 28.
Wow.
I mean, it was just terrible. I'm happy for Peter Malnati. I guess you can consider him a friend. He's been on fairways and greens quite a few times.
Oh, is that right? Really?
Yeah, Mizzou guy.
Yeah, he's a Missouri guy.
He's been on a few times, so it's fun to see him. I mean, that's a game changer for him. I mean, he's a guy that's been, you know, kept his card here, not making a lot of money, playing year to year, and you know, having to try and keep his card every year and to go out and win, and that's $1.5 million, 2-year exemption. He's in the Masters, in the PGAs, in the Players. He's in all the signature events the rest of the year. That's a game changer.
And I know we have the clip, but that post-game, post-round interview was amazing. Best I've ever seen. Somebody put raw emotion out there, show the struggle. You can just see in his face, man, like he's wanted this and grinded.
He shot an 82 the previous Sunday at the Players. So, I mean, he's not a guy who, I mean, I think he'd be the first one to admit it. He is not a guy who you would expect to. And that's a tough golf course, too. That's not winning. I'm not trying to downgrade another win, but where it's like, you know, something's 20-something under and it's just guys who happen to roll it that week. That's a golf course. Doug, you've played there. You've got to work it both ways. Mm-hmm. You have some big boy challenges there. And to his credit, I actually was watching it. I have no idea what got into me. I was a little concerned with it, actually. So for those who think I have a gambling problem, this will be red meat. But for some reason, this past Thursday, I just saw all kinds of what I thought were opportunities, and I had 23 bets on the Valspar. I told Jackson and Rocchio this before we were starting Balloon Party last Thursday. I said, I got to be honest, I don't know what came over me. I'm leveraged. We might have a problem. We might be moving in with Anna Marie's parents if some things don't go well this weekend.
Oh, no.
I was heavily leveraged, and I had 23 bets, not 23 different players, but 23 different bets, including long shots, and I had Malnati on my DraftKings team, but I didn't put a bet on him. And so I'm kicking myself there, but I did have some good teams, but one of the players that I focused on was Spieth, who did not make the cut, Thomas, who was leading, and then I don't know what happened to him. But he's got a situation with his putter, which is a little concerning. I don't know if it's yips or if he just got into a bad place and then, since it's not a huge event, just kind of bailed. And then Adam Hadwin was the other one. Unfortunately, that was my biggest focus this week, and he, I think, finished tied third or fourth.
But if you lose all these instead of moving to Anna Marie's parents out in fancy West County, wouldn't it be better if you moped back home to South City?
Go back to my parents' house on the south side?
Yeah,
they're not there either. So, that's not a bad idea. I could just can I squat?
And then they can't get rid of you.
Oh, Timmy, what are we doing here? I've already raised four kids. I don't need to raise two more. I can already hear it. Missy, we're going back to South Carolina. I don't need this crap. but fortunately, it wound up working out. Very fortunate, because that was insanity. Okay. But I was pulling for Peter Malnati. And the post-game interview that the Plowhawk is referencing, even if you are not familiar with him, he went to Missouri. Here is what he had to say.
You wonder if you're ever going to do it again, you know, because it's hard. And, you know, in the 9 years since my last win, it's gotten a lot harder, too. Like, if you look, like, level of talent out here, guys coming out when they're, you know, 20 years old and they're ready to play on this stage, and they're so good. It's just, I mean, you just, you just wonder, like, and so to have this moment, oh, it just feels so amazing. I mean, obviously, you know, my family believes in me. I've got the best caddy. He's been loyal to me for a long time, through a lot of, like, down times, too. I'm just so thankful. I'm just so thankful for my wife. She makes this all possible, because life is hard. Like, it's obviously glamorous at times like this, and this is my dream job, and it's absolutely amazing. But life is really, really hard, too, when you're trying to figure out how to live this lifestyle and have two kids and be everything that you want to be. It's really hard, and my wife has been an absolute rock through all of it. She's amazing, and you know, I've got my mom here. My family's amazing. Two little boys, like, it just feels so good. It feels so good.
There it is. Awesome. Beautiful.
Emotional for that guy after that.
Yeah, like, that dude is... Yeah, like, I give a lot of grief to PGA leaderboards and No Name, but, like, this is... That's a great story.
And it was...
Love that dude.
It was amazing on 17. He pretty much apologized for his drop. Because he had a terrible lie. He missed the green left. It was going to be a hard up and down. He probably wouldn't have got within 15 feet because it was way down on the rough.
He birdied 17.
No.
Yeah, he did. He stuck a... sick, I don't know what it was, but to like 10 feet and birdied it.
Maybe it was 16.
16, probably. 16 was the toughest hole in the course.
Yeah, and he was standing on a sprinkler head. So he got a drop, and he called over the official. He goes, I'm asking this because this is the greatest break ever. I want to make sure I'm doing this right, but I can go this way. And he actually went further than the hole, but he was on the fringe. So now instead of having an almost an impossible chip, he's putting and get up and down for par. It would probably have been a bogey. But he was almost apologetic. He called the guy. He goes, I'm really sorry. He goes, this is such a great break. I want to make sure I'm doing this right.
Hmm. Well, there's somebody to root for now going forward. And yeah. If he was that emotional, it was probably pretty difficult even to finish up the round.
That's the thing.
Knowing what that would have meant to him
to
close it out.
Well, he birdied. I mean, he stuck a long iron in on 17. I don't know what he hit. It was like a 195-yard hole. And then Cam Young, who is nothing against Cam Young, but he's certainly not Peter Molinari as far as emotion goes. And I think it is now a record 7th runner-up finish for him without winning a tournament. And he bogeyed 18, which freed up Malnati. Mm-hmm. So Malnati knew he could bogey, but he nearly birdied it, to his credit. Anyway, tip of the cap to the University of Missouri grad, Peter Malnati, certainly a very likable player who has been playing well, and that was why I was on him. But I thought people would fade him if they looked at his score because he shot an 82 at the Players. But that's what blew him up. He had a really good weekend, and then I don't know what the hell happened that past Sunday. So anyway, Peter Malnati, Missouri grad, wins the Valspar. And Doug, now it's on to Houston?
Now it's on to Carnoustie.
Now it's on to Augusta, even though it's still a few weeks away.
Pretty good field, though. Scheffler's playing.
Maybe. I wonder what for these events, if guys like are like, okay, I got to play it. I'll play it. Maybe get some work in, and then we'll just kind of miss the cut. Because when you have Spieth miss the cut, Harmon miss the cut, Finau miss the cut, Burns miss the cut, it kind of screams, we're multi-millionaires if we're not in it. It's like guys when I would play in the World Series of Poker, the guys who are great players who try to build up a huge stack on day one, and if they busted out, they didn't give a damn because the $10,000 just didn't matter to them. And so it's not worth it to them to, like, grind. They would rather either make a big stack or bust out and then go make more money doing something else. So I actually really do wonder about something like that, if they take it seriously when it's not a signature event. With that all said, you're welcome to give your thoughts. 314-881-TMA5. And you are also welcome to call in 636-9004-TMA and get involved in the program by emailing in the morning after at insidestl.com and talk it over. Doug, I don't know if you were watching that A&M in Houston games. I said it's what kept me up last night. And they cut to the stands, and guess who was in the crowd cheering?
Can I have initials?
JN.
Jimmy Nelson was up there?
Not this year. He didn't make it. He couldn't get tickets.
Oh.
Judd Nelson.
Was
Not
it
Nelson, no.
Josh Niedenfuhr?
No, it wasn't.
What game was this? Texas A&M and who?
JN. Houston. Can I have a second letter of the first name?
I.
It was Jimmy No Hands. Jimmy No Hands was there?
Jim Nance was there. You know, he's
Jim
a Houston
Nance.
Guy.
Oh, yeah.
Fred
yeah,
Couples' roommate at Houston.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And,
hello, friends.
And here is what he had to say.
Epic night for the program, epic night for the school, epic night for the city. That's, that was a championship performance. That was one of our finest hours as a Cougar. I was just so thrilled that I could be here and share it with my son and sit in the stands and go through all those emotions, flooded with emotions.
Who are these other guys chirping?
Who in that background?
Somebody, Doug, what you do is you pot channel 2 down and you lift channel 1.
You would think.
If you're using the shears, which you can't tell because it's an audio clip, is he was getting emotional. It looked like he was in the Houston locker room. Yeah, he was getting emotional talking about that.
He roomed with Fred Couples at Houston?
Yeah, he did. He was on the golf team.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I miss him on the broadcast.
Kevin Harlan is... He's the most underrated human being on the planet.
Oh, really? That's a big statement.
What he does to create the atmosphere in college basketball is second to none.
Football,
I love
too.
Him.
He's great at football.
He is so good. He's electric. Remember that, like, there's I think it was Furman who took down Virginia, and it was like Stan Van Gundy, and they showed the camera of the final shot, like the announcer camera. It was, he's unreal. So give that man some credit because he makes college basketball and football super fun.
I like Ian Eagle, too.
Me, too. Good.
Yeah, but Jim Nance was one of the all-timers.
He is. He's good.
Hey, you got some time off. Augusta in a couple weeks, then thank God CBS has the coverage back.
They say you can't, but you can, and UConn has won the national title. No call can beat that call.
Oh, Doug. Puts it in perspective.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I wish he was still doing it because I really enjoyed it.
The Athletic has given their off-season grades, and the final ones are in now that it is March 25th. What do you think they gave the Cardinals, Doug?
Off-season?
This is from the Athletic staff.
I'd say a D.
Plowhawk, what would you give?
I mean, I think a C minus. I don't know if they give D's or F's in these. I think they try to be.
I think they're all just straight letters. There's no pluses or minuses.
Okay,
so
I'll give it a C.
Okay.
I'm guessing. I'll give it an F, but I think they'll give it a C.
Yeah, I mean, I'm with Plaza. It'd probably be a D, but yeah, I think they're going to give him a D. I'll say a D.
Jackson, you have seen it, so I won't go to you. They gave him a C.
I knew it. They picked up guy. So that gives them a C by default where they did add three pitchers. Mm.
They added people. The Brewers got a C for the record. The Cubs got a B. The Reds got a B. And the Pirates got a D if you're looking around the National League Central.
Outside of Sonny Gray, I'm not sure who the Cardinals got that is really going to help.
But I think a C is a neutral grade. That means, you know, you got your rotation now. At least you have five guys that breathe.
Five bodies.
Yeah, that's it. I know.
Lance Lynn had a 7.90 ERA this spring. He's your home opener starter.
He's one of the best.
He's literally your home opener like that.
Yeah. I mean, this has been about as disappointing a spring training as you could possibly have.
Yeah.
To have your starter go down hurt. You lost two different center fielders. Listen to some of these batting average. Donovan hit 194. Goldschmidt 116. Gorman, a robust 237 in comparison. Arenado hit 214. Wynn hit 200. I mean, it's like a worst-case scenario.
Yeah, but all the guys who do hit go down to AAA and dominate.
Yeah, we had one exciting new player burst onto the scene. Let's get rid of him. We don't want him.
Could
it have gone any worse?
I think we're in line for almost an identical year as we did last year.
It kind of feels like
think
it.
We're
You're
just
on 71.
I think it'll be around there. Give or take two or three wins or losses on each side, I think that's the season you're having. Unless there's some major monumental moves or you're calling up dudes early, but I don't see that.
I think Trevor Bauer's got a 2.19 ERA down in Mexico.
Yeah. I'm very shocked he is not signed. I don't think the Cardinals are touching him.
I'm sorry, Plausi. Didn't he say that he would sign for the league minimum?
I believe so, with incentives.
Yeah.
He threw three scoreless innings against the Yankees yesterday. In Mexico City. He's pitching in Mexico City now.
I mean, unless you think there's too much baggage to go with it, but...
I think the commissioner's probably told teams, stay away from Trevor Bauer.
Because what Gibson is showing right now is he's showing want to.
Between the 30 teams, one of them would want Trevor Bauer. Unless the commissioner's saying, no, nobody take this guy. We don't want him. That's my opinion. Somebody is desperate enough to want this guy. He was clear to the charges, right? How do we know he's not just another target of a woman who wanted to take money from him?
I think they proved that when the text messages came out that proved she was just trying to set him up.
Yeah.
What's not to like about this rotation, though?
Everything. Pretty much everything.
I think the offense, I don't judge offense as much. I don't like when pitcher goes, we're just working on things. Mm-hmm. Because that's just an embedded excuse. The fact that these guys are all of a sudden going to turn it on next week in L.A. and San Diego would surprise me. Not saying it's impossible. It would be surprising if, you know, these guys came out and were dealing.
I guess it's possible that they've got their pitches down and they don't want to show their best stuff in spring training. I think that's possible.
But I think showing some stuff or one thing isn't terrible to bring to spring training. You can't bring the worst pitching you've ever had and go, I'm just working on things, and then expect a lot of fans to go, oh, I'm excited about the season at the same time.
Right now, this looks like it could be the weakest pitching staff the Cardinals have taken for the start of the season in recent memory. I don't know of any that would be much weaker than this one.
Yeah, to use either 2000 as the metric or Bill DeWitt's ownership era, which goes 5 years back, I can't. I mean, the issue is it has a low ceiling, relatively speaking. In other words, outside of Sonny Gray, can you imagine? Like, I mean, I'm talking about just in the best case scenario, any of the other four guys being in the mix for a Cy Young. You know what I mean? I mean, Miles Michaelison would be the only other one that would be like a remote chance, and it's not going to be Lynn or Gibson or Matz. And then you also have a low floor. The thing, but again, as I've said a billion times on Balloon Party and probably to a lesser extent on TMA, I get what they were doing. I don't get why they don't talk about what they were doing, at least what I think they were doing, which is minimizing the long-term year's risk while they have this uncertainty with television revenue. So I get that. I just don't get the victory tour. Like, you know, look what happened with the rotation. I'm going, that's not something to brag about.
Yeah.
You know, I don't get that. The Yadier Molina thing, I never thought it was going to be a factor anyway, but remember the way that was sold at winter warm-up? Mm-hmm. Were you excited about it? He didn't even come to Jupiter one time.
No. He was busy.
I just don't get it.
No.
I'd love to fire a bet on him just to have some kind of sweat, but I don't want to be pulling against him, you know?
Yeah, I'm the same way.
So I'm not going to bet it, but I can't in, like, good faith pick him to... I mean, anybody could win the Central. At least four teams could win the Central. But I don't want to bet it. They're only plus 160, so it's not like I'm getting much value on that. So, I don't know.
Yeah, I hate to be so pessimistic going into a season, because I'm usually the other way. I usually think, my gosh, this club could go all the way. I thought that last year. And I was dead wrong, and maybe this year I'm dead wrong, thinking the team's got no real hope. Maybe they'll surprise us. I don't know. There's sure not a whole lot to hang your hat on coming out of the spring.
I mean, I just worry about downtown. I talked to that guy who owns Honky Tonk and Garage there, you know, by Broadway Oyster Bar, and he told last year, June or July, it's a ghost town down there. And businesses, you know, in the city, obviously there's not many of them left, really bank on Busch being, you know, 30,000, 40,000 capacity, people being downtown doing their thing. Like, this is just another year of that. That'd be tough. But you could tell, like, not desperation, but you could tell, like, how much it means to the businesses that they're relevant.
Oh, gosh, yeah. There wouldn't be much down there now if it weren't for the Cardinals over the last 30 or 40 years down there.
Would there be any? I mean, outside.
There'd be nothing left at all.
Nothing.
It'd be a ghost town. It'd be Deadwood.
Jordan Montgomery is trending right now on the Twitter tweets, but it is nothing regarding the Cardinals. I guess there is a thought process that the Phillies should sign him because they lost Walker to the IL. And then also above Jordan, or right below Jordan Montgomery, cheating wife is trending, Doug, with 14,500 posts.
Cheating wife?
Cheating wife.
Whose wife is cheating?
I don't know. I mean, I'll click on it and let you know. Okay. Well, it looks like a wife got caught in an Uber. Or is this videos of wives getting caught cheating? I don't know what the hell this is.
In Uber? Uber ride home?
I'm not clicking on anything.
I don't know what's going on. Yeah, it's just a bunch of... Remember that show, Cheaters? Is that Joe Greco?
I'm telling you, the reveal, and I don't know if it was the host voice,
That guy was the best.
But, like, after he basically destroyed the people's lives, mm-hmm. he would go in, I'm talking the camera right in their faces.
Yeah.
The person just realized their life is over. Mm-hmm. One way or the other, they got caught or they're catching their spouse of 10 or 15 years. And he's asking, how do you feel? How are you feeling right now? Tell me in this moment, how are you feeling? It's like these people are trying to reconcile mm-hmm. and figure out what just happened. And the host is face-to-face with the cheater and cheaty. Asking them, like, insightful questions on how they feel.
I guess it's a video of a guy following his wife around with her boyfriend in a mall and then confronting him.
Okay.
Doug, that's from Salim, as you pronounce it?
Celine Dion.
Shake. Oh. Is that a cuck if your wife is walking around arm in arm at a shopping mall while you follow her?
Probably.
With the car. If you
probably.
Have the car,
is that a cuck?
That's a double cuck. She's cheating on him and he's watching.
And she's probably using his credit card, too.
I'm going to say he's probably paying for the bill.
Yeah.
Man.
Triple cuck? The triple cuck?
You know what? It'd be a power move if the guy who's not paying gets that York peppermint patty right at the register. They think he's done, but just one more little thing.
Wife was roaming with lover. Husband chased her and caught her red-handed, and wife beat the husband.
Oh, she turned around and beat him up? That's a quadruple cuck.
This cheating wife hashtag is pure magic this morning on the Twitter tweet.
I guess if you've got the video, you would want it for the lawsuit for the divorce filings, right?
Well, the magic of divorce law is it doesn't necessarily have anything to do with the way things are split.
Yeah.
Yes. It's quite a situation.
Yeah.
What is it? Steven Wilder just sent a picture of himself. And he says swingers, and it's a picture of himself, and I assume
he's swinging now?
I don't know, Doug. What would you make of this? Just see that?
Yeah, they look like swingers.
Well, he calls himself swingers.
A picture of he and his wife, and they're both on the swinging
market
now.
Good for them. Nicky, were you aware that they were swinging?
I was not.
How about that?
They just start.
You think they might invite you into their home?
Well, it's just him and his wife. How's that swinging?
Well, isn't that what swingers are?
Sitting there by himself taking a picture?
I thought his wife was in the picture.
Yeah, are you serious?
No, it is.
Okay, well, those are swingers. There's two of them.
So everybody that posts a picture of them and their wife are swingers?
But when you say swingers underneath the picture.
Okay, it says he's swinger. Okay,
good. I also think that they're sitting on swing sets.
They're sitting on swing sets?
Looks to be.
All right.
Well, it looks like they're at a cocktail lounge to me.
Yeah, but they see like the ropes. It's a suspended chair right there, brother.
It's some sort of
sex
tropical
swing,
setting.
Yeah, that's a sex swing. That's a very open-haired, casual
really
resort.
Putting himself out there.
Yeah.
I don't know how Tim wants to handle this, because I said I would talk to you, but Erica Swings reached out and said we are putting together a huge orgy.
They're scheduling it?
And it's like sponsored, right?
We're going to do a remote.
Would you want to promote it?
We're going to do a remote?
You want to promote the orgy? Like people can get in on it or watch
it? That's got to be against the law.
Well, she tagged me. She tagged me in a post, said maybe Iggy Stroke could promote this. And then she DM'd me this morning. I got up and she DM'd me at like 4 o'clock in the morning.
She's excited about the orgy.
There is no secret plan.
There was a plan.
There's no secret orgy.
And she said, my husband, Eric, is setting this all up. He knows all the details. Would you like him to DM you? And I said, well, let me talk to Tim. See, there's only so much we can talk about on radio.
Yeah.
What do I got to do with anything?
Just see if you want
to set it all
get
up,
Erica on and talk about what's coming up.
Find
this
the
big
venue.
Event they got going on.
This big event?
She's
doing it for
event.
Her website, for her OnlyFans?
I don't know. I didn't get the details.
Well, wouldn't that likely
down,
be the case?
You don't drink.
Probably.
You don't do drugs. You don't go out there and have sex with all kinds of girls, okay? You find a girl that you love and you take care of her.
Right.
And I promise that every one of your dreams are going to come true.
He's being vulnerable.
he is in that moment.
He is vulnerable.
So sex with a bunch of girls isn't in your dreams? That'd be a dream come true for most. So I don't know. I just said I'll talk to Tim and see if you want to come on and talk about it, but...
So she wants to promote her OnlyFans page.
No, I don't know what it is. I know she's got...
There's no value for this show doing this,
Brianna
right?
Brianna Coppedge is coming on. She wants...
No money.
Hank Gathers is going to be part of it.
Hank Gathers?
No way.
Passed away on the court.
On the dead, court. Loyola Marymount. What was that? 34 years ago? Am I right on that?
Yeah,
and
something
then Bo
like
Kimble
that.
Shot the left-handed free throw.
Her friend Gathers. Now we forget her first name.
I hope it's not Hank.
It can't possibly
be a huge reveal.
The other school teacher. Gathers.
Awesome.
Okay, and are they inviting you to be a part of it?
Oh, are you going?
No, they just want me to promote it. If they need me to be a cuck in the back, I'll do that, but...
You wouldn't join in?
Sounds like a lot of work.
You want to promote it, that's how you'd promote it.
I'm not going to join in, no. I don't know. I didn't get the details. I said, if Tim wants to get Eric on again and talk about it, we will. But
why is she coming on this show to talk about it? Does she want fat people at this orgy or something? That's from Stephen Wilde.
No, yeah, I'm sure a lot of you'll watch.
Oh, a lot of them will open up the checkbooks.
Huh. I don't know if it's a
so if an orgy wants to have heavy people, they go on our show to promote their orgy.
Where else would you go?
Well, they know they're gullible. They'll probably.
But
watch.
Like, what if this orgy is like illegal? We're not supposed to be talking about. Like, what's the upside for us? Like, let's say the show gets in some lawsuits about this orgy.
Yeah.
Well, it's not like we don't talk about orgies.
Well, we don't promote like a business hosting like an orgy for
talking
locals.
About it. Saying the location and time it's going.
Well, we don't have to. Well, it's going to be on OnlyFans, I'm sure. We're not going to.
We're sending out like e-flyers, like leaflets from our Instagram. Yeah,
RSVP by 3:30 p.m.
Bring a covered dish.
I don't know.
No, they're not looking for participants. They're looking for customers.
I don't know.
Right?
He's supposed to send me the details.
Sounds like a crowdfunding of like, they want this swinger thing to happen. They just don't have the funds for like the catering, maybe.
Well, I'm sure they want people to. Maybe it's a pay-per-view thing. I don't know.
Of course it is.
On today's Renters Roundtable, we discussed promoting an orgy so I can comfortably retire. Worth him! I'm tired of it. That's from the South City. Who's your aficionado?
I mean, pick your spots, seriously.
Yeah, that's enough.
The hang gather thing is for
Worth
you.
Worth him. He's talking about orgies. Worth him.
Worth him. Let's see. This would be a great time for the I don't know what I'm talking about clip from 720 to be played. That's from the 314. Quote, I have no information, yet brings it up on the air anyway. That's from the 817. Hey, Tim, here's stuff you can do. I don't want to do it. It just came up. I don't know. Tim, that's from the bastard. James, Ken has reached Hoosier Nirvana. He has finally achieved peak perv. That's from Milagro Tequila, Texture of the Year, Arbor Day.
What am I perving about?
Well, when people contact you asking if you'll promote their orgy, you might be having a reputation as a perv.
Well, no, she's been on the show before.
So what?
And he's been on the show before. Maybe
Drew swings.
And she knows they got a lot of publicity and people love the interview. And maybe they're supposed to come on again. Curve so
out,
she reached
baby.
Out to me.
Curve out.
Hey, Tim, I don't know if you want to promote this or not, but here's a 15-minute segment of me promoting it.
Well, it hasn't
it's from
been
the Chicago
minutes, so.
Ginger.
It's been like 2 minutes, but whatever. No, we don't do it. I don't really care.
Okay, don't get mad now.
I'm not getting anything out of it. I'm just trying to be nice.
You wanted a seat in the cuckold lounge.
I'm a little upset that Brianna Coppish didn't reach out to me yesterday. She was in town. Didn't reach out. Her and Gathers.
Doesn't she live in St. Louis? Or in the St. Louis area?
Well, on Sullivan area. That's kind of a haunt, kind of a jaunt. But she came to the...
Haunty-jaunty.
She called Sullivan like 20 minutes from Maryland.
She came from the, I think it was called Pins for Paws.
What's that now?
Casey put on a boy.
Yeah, AD, I think, was promoting it.
Yeah, and Brianna Coppage and Gathers showed up with a bunch of dog food for the charity. It was out of Shrewsbury Lanes.
And it's at a bowling alley. It's kind of right up Iggy's alley in terms of, like, you have swingers at a bowling alley.
And they didn't even call you.
No.
And you're upset by this.
Well, how about this? I saw Brianna and Eric at the Casey event yesterday. I mentioned Iggy, and she said, who? That's from KG in O-Town.
Well,
hello.
You weren't there.
Oh, no.
And she wouldn't have said that because she just talked to me 2 days earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Nice try. Now, if you said KG, that'd have been her who.
Oh.
Why is it necessary to tell us everything you see on your own Facebook page? Nobody cares. That's from Waffle Fry. This was posted on your Facebook page?
No, it was a tweet, and then she DM'd me this morning, so...
Guys, he's engagement farming live on the air. That's from Waffle Fry. Jackson, is this engagement farming?
No. I don't know what this is.
I don't even know what engagement farming is.
Doug, what's engagement farming?
You throw out a topic there, trying to get other people engaged in it.
Well, isn't that what you always do with a topic? Hopefully people get engaged.
But there's like purposeful.
I know mine usually aren't, but...
I mean, you could call me Farmer Bill with all the engagement
farming
I put on the fan page.
Yeah, Paul, I'll give you some engagement farming.
Mm. Oh, yeah, but like I don't say I don't. Like, I'm
right.
not. I'm,
yeah,
yeah,
you're on Front Street.
Yeah.
No, well, look, all the listeners love when Erica Swings was in here, so now I try to do something again. It's like, shut up, who really cares, perv.
Oh.
Perv out, baby. Perv out.
Well, I'm more curious on what she wants us to do in terms of promotion.
I don't know.
She contacted you.
Is there some sort of graphic we can post?
But she said, send me the details, and she goes, Erica's the one who's putting most of it together. I'll have him DM you. So if it's something, it's going to be fun, like giveaways and maybe a fondue, things like that.
I don't want to judge people I hardly know, because they were awesome people. This is definitely some sort of needing funds or needing money.
Oh, no.
And it's not. No, it's not, I just don't know if they promote it on their OnlyFans, we're going to have a bunch of sads coming in. Like, they don't need... They can self promote this thing themselves. They're
but
you know
what
obviously.
Funds do you need? Like what? Where's the what's the overhead? You know, like aren't they just probably at their house?
I think they're just trying to lure customers into their OnlyFans account.
That's what I'm saying. Like and that's cool. That's actually a really good strategy. But what does the show have to come into play?
I don't know.
We can talk about it. We're doing now.
We always have fun with these things when we have certain people.
It is true.
It's fun.
Well, before you go to the orgy, Doug, you might want to get yourself ready. Here's a way to do it. A variety of different ways on this particular program. Here's one of them. Check out Mantality today at lowtusa.com. Go to lowtusa.com. It's FDA-approved testosterone treatment. If you're dealing with low energy or motivation, weight gain, muscle loss, you're tired all the time, feeling anxious, moody, those are symptoms of low testosterone. Mantality is a local healthcare facility specifically dedicated to helping men feel and perform at their very best. Even if you've tried testosterone before, not everyone understands the blood chemistry in men's bodies. Mantality can help. The normal range for testosterone is large. If you've been to a doctor and they told you that you were normal without understanding the range or testing your free testosterone, it was not fully looked at. Come get checked with Mantality. It's Mantality online at lowtusa.com. Jackson, why don't you tell people about your hair?
Feeling good. Having a good hair day today.
Oh, wow.
Are you?
Yeah, just, you know, it's generally more fluffy than it used to be. Mm. That's, like, for real. Like, the hairs are not only growing back in the crown region where it was kind of lacking, they're growing back thicker. Like, it just feels like I have a better head of hair compared to a year ago. And that's thanks to our friends over at St. Louis Hair Restoration. I got a hair consultation. You can get one yourself for free. You just walk in there. They'll take a look at your head and tell you what the best treatment plan going forward for you is. And if you go through with the treatment plan, you mentioned TMA, $250 off the hair treatment for me, super easy. I just take this finasteride, which is the generic form of Propecia, every single morning. Super easy to do. And then the laser cap at night. Oh, altogether about 6 minutes and change together to get my hair feeling good. Other hair treatments might be something like Doug's, which is an FUE procedure. And mm-hmm. you can see firsthand what that's done for his skull.
And now I don't have to do nothing. I just sit back and let her grow. And boy, has it grown. I got to get a haircut tomorrow. I haven't been able to get in the last week or so. It's so thick, they're going to have to cut it with a weed eater at this point. I mean, it is really getting really thick, as you can see on YouTube. I've got my 20-year-old hairline back thanks to that FUE procedure that Dr. Polenga did. He is the best. He's done thousands of these now. He did some big-time people, he said, when he worked in Nashville, some country music folks and people like that. He's done all kinds of procedures on all kinds of different hair problems. For mine, it was just thinning in the front there, a little thinning in the back. They take some hair grafts out of the side and the back of your head that are not susceptible to male pattern baldness, and they move it around to where you are thin. For me, the procedure took, I'd say maybe 4 or 5 hours, but you just sit there and you lay back and they numb it up real nice, like there was no pain involved at all. And then you just sit back and you watch her let her grow, and that's where I am right now. But 8 or 9 months in, I guess. I haven't counted. But 8 months in, I think the phone's still up. The audio's still up over there, Iggy. Maybe you were looking at stlouishairrestoration.com for a hair procedure of your own. That's what I would recommend people do. If you got any kind of hair problem at all, these are the people. Got a great resource right here in town, St. Louis Hair Restoration.
And if you are injured in a car accident and you need an attorney, you need the best one you can find. If any of my family members or friends are ever injured in an accident, I want them to call Doug Biggs and C.D. Longo at Longo Biggs Injury Law. For nearly 10 years, Doug Biggs and C.D. Longo have been recognized as the top 40 under 40 personal injury lawyers by Super Lawyers, the National Academy of Personal Injury Attorneys, and the National Trial Lawyers Association. It's Longo Biggs. They're online at LONGOBIGGS.com, LongoBiggs.com. Doug and C.D. are local. They're friendly. They're professional. And most importantly, they are excellent personal injury lawyers and they're listeners of the show. It's Longo Biggs, longobiggs.com. Remember, the choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be based solely on advertisements. Send your emails in for our Design Air Heating and Cooling email of the day. It comes your way at approximately 9:45. Blueberry Pop Pop has already won the month of March, but you can compete against him. You know he's going to be there trying to run up the score and break a record for wins in a month. He's already got 12. 12. So compete against Blueberry Pop Pop, and you also are welcome to compete for the TMA Listener of the Month, brought to you by Milagro Tequila at TMASTL.com. Welcome to a brighter side of tequila with Milagro, and think about that.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
I am going to message Iggy about an appraisal orgy I'm having. It's brought to you by Sauter Appraisal for all your residential appraising needs. That's from Steve.
And that was a commercial he just sent us. Would you go to an appraiser orgy, Iggy?
No.
You wouldn't. Depends on the snack spread, I think, for me.
Yeah, we just don't do it. I don't care.
You just don't do it. Appraisal orgies are out. The other types are okay.
No, the Erica Swings orgy's out. I'm done with it.
Oh, you're pouting now.
No.
Oh, there's a huge flush.
There was a flush that's brought to you by Schaefer Door Company. Well, we can hear the flush. Schaefer Door Company wanted to sponsor that. So there it is, SchaeferDoor.com.
Okay.
That could have been the kitten.
You got a plumbing company to sponsor that. Mm. That flush brought to you by...
Oh, I like that, actually.
Acme Plumbing.
Joey's Plumbing.
Mm-hmm.
Joey's
Plumbing. Well, that sponsorship's wide open.
Butt crack. Plumbing.
Okay.
What are you talking about? The plumbing, that the bathroom, that would be a good. I like that.
Yeah, they might come in and fix it so that we couldn't hear it,
or hear it more.
Which would be nice. Yeah.
They wouldn't be able to sponsor it then, would they?
Who is Eric? Who is Drew? Who is Shane Butterknife? Who the hell are these people? That's from Alex, and he's at the bank.
Erica Swings, Drew Swings. They've been on the program before. I guess you missed that show.
Don't forget, Drew, there's also a Drew that works here that does your email.
Mm-hmm.
Reset.
That's right.
Well, you seem sad that we weren't happy about the orgy possibility.
I'm not sad. I couldn't care less.
You seem your dauber's down.
Bring it up. No, my dauber's not down. It's just you try to do something and the listeners just take shots at it all the time. Yeah, like you wouldn't love to have Erica Swings show up at your house.
That was a great quote, actually.
Well, I just don't think they want to pay for the porn. I think it's maybe the issue, some of these folks.
Well, then don't do it. I don't care. And I don't even know what they're promoting. I mean, maybe it's on their OnlyFans, and if you already got a membership, you don't have to pay.
Did you say the hoes are laughing?
Yep.
So the audience are a bunch of hoes.
Yep. Oh.
It does work.
Mm-hmm.
There's a girl that made $1 million in OnlyFans and never took her clothes off.
Iggy, you should hear this. She is worth like 50 or 60 million.
That girl is?
I think she has some clothing, makeup.
Doug, she's known as Bad Baby. Am I right on that, Jackson? Yeah, Bad Baby?
She is like making buco bucks.
Because
I have
of that
no
appearance.
Idea why or how, but that appearance escalated her to a ginormous net worth.
She is not the Cash Me Outside girl. That's somebody
That's
different.
It. That's the
same girl.
That's her.
Girl.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. She got multi-platform drops.
Wow.
Yeah.
One appearance on Dr. Phil can do that for
us. Yeah, why don't we go on Dr. Phil?
Well, we should.
So the audience are a bunch of hoes.
Yeah.
Cash me outside. Just what I said. Cash me outside. Oh, man.
Millionaire.
Yeah.
A cheating wife now picking up more steam. I don't know what the hell is going on. I guess people just follow around their wives cheating and then post videos to Twitter.
Isn't that against the law now?
To do which part?
Isn't that revenge porn?
Well, they're not in the act. They're with, like, the guy, but they're not, like, engaged in coitus. Colorado wants to talk about it.
Oh, no.
He's on the Calliard Thompson phone line.
Oh, no.
I hope it's more like the Big Al rat-a-tat-tat.
Yeah. Hello, Adam. Adam! Adam!
No, he's just trying to do a big
He's album. Not there. These people can't
the hell
hear
is that?
There. Yeah,
there we go.
We didn't hear
what
you.
What is this?
Start over. We didn't hear you at first.
No, he wasn't talking.
What is going on?
Can you hear us?
No, just he's doing the Big Al thing. Trying to
Who is this? I'm listening to another radio station now. What happened?
I don't know. What are you hearing exactly?
What is this?
Adam!
All right, I'm going to hang
up. Put him down!
We can put him down for a little bit.
Cut his mic.
He may be serious. I don't know. I don't know if we have an issue for the phone lines or not.
Oh, no.
Well, I don't know. Nobody's actually... I didn't know Big Al was playing a bit. I couldn't tell if...
I don't think
so. Or Adam was playing a bit.
Adam, maybe. I don't think Adam.
It's hard to tell how serious these people get on here.
Here comes Jackson Burkett.
Fix something, Jackson.
Here he comes.
Fix something other than just your hair. He's looking at it.
Look at
now.
He's studying.
Very concerned look on his face.
Dishes in. It looks good.
Okay. Seem to be in order.
It's got to be the phone line, though.
I would think it's the phone lines.
But Adam does like to play, you know, he likes the callbacks. He likes, you know, doing earlier in the show.
Jackson's studying the board.
Huh. You want to call and see if he can hear us?
Yeah, what about that move?
Why don't you call in, Jackson?
Yeah.
No, they're not hearing us at all.
I'll get an engineer on it.
Okay.
Drew.
Did you like that? Or the...
No, what did that mean? Like... You're wrapped up here and you're going to move on to the next thing? Is that what that tap of the drums
I think meant? It's adding another thing onto a to-do list.
Just, okay.
All right, getting all on that now.
Okay. All right, maybe bop on down to the engineer's hot.
Well, those are the only two people who usually call in, so we're done anyway.
Yeah, that's it with the
call.
What
about Jen Phone?
If there's a female that can't hear us, the texters will let us know that we are terrible
Biff
people.
Biff tries. We can't make that happen either.
Well, I think we just forgot to take his.
And our defense, he did fall asleep on one of those calls.
Yeah, we tried. Tried a couple times. All right, Jackson.
But still try to call in.
Yeah, call in.
You won't hear us.
Somebody is on hold.
I think that makes W. Carr Adam.
Okay, let's give it another shot. See how we do.
Collier and Thompson phone.
All right. I feel better about this now. Okay.
Good morning, Carr Adam.
Hello?
Can you hear us?
Hello?
See ya.
Yeah, I guess
okay,
we can't.
Pot him down. I think it was an act that time.
We'll get Drew on it.
Okay.
Speaking of porn, we were talking
about
swings.
We weren't.
Well, we were until Adam called in. It didn't call in. I got to give credit where credit's due. I watched, it just came out a couple weeks ago on Peacock, the Stormy Daniels documentary.
Oh, yeah, I heard
about
that.
And they started filming this thing back in, like, 2016, just leading up to the Trump thing and everything that happened afterwards, and they filmed the whole thing. I think I believe her. I mean, I didn't realize that it was 2009 when she had sex with him and didn't even say anything until they tried to pay her off prior to the election. She didn't go out telling people I had sex with Trump. And then all hell broke loose. So I'm kind of on her side now.
I didn't know she had a recent documentary out. I remember you did not. That was probably the funniest thing on the show was when you went to the strip club and waited there 4 hours for a Stormy interview.
You got sideways on Twitter with
her. And that Twitter thing was so funny the next day. That was really, that's a salad days of the show.
She wouldn't give you the time of day, would she?
Well, I was upset that they didn't even call. And she says, well, I happen to be Secret Service at my house because I have, or at the hotel, people are, I don't know, threatening her or something like that. But
no, remember, she actually took... Somebody said, oh, you're going to end up in a sunflower garden. And she took that as like a threat.
Yeah, she thought that was a death threat.
Yeah.
But I saw the people.
Oh, that's so funny.
I saw the people in the documentary. Well, the Gina Rodriguez, who I guess became her part-time agent. She's the one that was reaching out to me. Her bouncer that was giving me all kinds of crap. He was there in the documentary. The guy who was filming it. I saw him, but I didn't even know I know he's there with a camera. I didn't know it was part of a documentary. Yeah, I mean, there's some things you didn't know about, but, you know, her and her husband, what they went through and things like that. So, yeah, it's worth watching if you got nothing else to watch.
Do you ever watch anything other than porn at home?
Yeah. Well, I really rarely watch porn on TV. This happened to be a documentary on Stormy Daniels.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, and I was critical when she said, I don't like the publicity, but then called her featuring going out... Let's make America horny again. That was even her idea. Some strip club that she went to put that out on the marquee. They called it that, and then it just stuck. She didn't have anything to do with naming it that. So
she was completely innocent again.
I give her credit for that, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So there you go.
Seems like an upstanding person to be believed in every sense of the word.
I believe a lot of it now after watching the documentary.
Okay.
Doug Jen Phone says, I think Tim likes to say my name. Jen, you are correct. I do. It's also the only female caller's name I can really remember.
Mm-hmm.
But I do like the name Jen Phone.
How do you spell phone?
F-O-A-N. Kind of throws you off a little bit.
Yeah,
Yeah. Jen Phone. She's okay. in the YouTube chat if you'd like to interact with a lady. Doug, along with 246 other fine Americans at youtube.com/TMASTL. Schaefer Door Company, 9 o'clock hour on the other side of our top of the hour commercial break. And then we'll have the Design Air Heating and Cooling email of the day. James Carlton will be in studio as well. It's all coming your way here on TMA, presented to you by Brown and Crouppen.